young people.
Sorry, guys.
How you guys doing? Look at that.
Well, this side of the bench is awfully pretty. Just saying, guys. So, do you know what this weekend is?
You know what tomorrow is? Memorial Day, right? You know what that means, memorial? Means to remember. To remember. You know what we're remembering? Well, we say that commonly. That's kind of like the politically correct thing to say. But the thing is, we remember the people who founded, started, supported, and kept going our country. So, was that just the soldiers? No. Was it just the men? No. Was it just the parents? No. Was it the kids too? Yeah. Did you guys plant grass yesterday? Did you guys do that? So did you help make the place where you live? Do you think other people did that in the past? Do you think other kids took care of the cows or helped plow or did those things? Got up early and made their lunches on the way to school because their folks were tired from working late and harvesting the night before? Yeah. It's true. What about when the daddies went off to war, like in the Civil War? Who took care of the farm? The moms. The young men. So on this day, when we remember all of them. It's a day to celebrate. It's a day to celebrate that. That is the joy of God's grace. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, that is the way God's grace works. That joy, that little bit of humor, that little bit of levity, that's God's grace. See, we get all morose and we think about all the people that died. We think about all the people we loved that are not here, that went on the battlefield. But it's more than that. It's my great, great, great grandfather who fought with John Hood at Gettysburg. It's my grandfather who fought in World War II or World War I. And it's my dad who fought in World War II. It's all those people. It's my mom who helped in World War II. My grandmother who worked in a plant making munitions. It's all those people. Don't let yourself get wrapped up. It's all those people that made us. That's who makes us. Remember that. All those people who make us as a church. We can't do it without people like Carol, and we can't do it without people who fill in all those little spots. The pastor is the least of it. Look past that. Got it? Remember that? Remember that? Summer school is good, you know. Sometimes it's good, yeah. Keep you from being bored. What are you going to do? Sleep in late? No way. Look, your dad, he's back there shaking his head. Not even a chance. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, take care of our young people and our old people and our in-between people. Take care of all of us, Lord. We need you. We love you. Help us to remember all the things, all the grace, all its many varied ways that you have given to us, taken care of us, and blessed us, and guided us. We thank you for our soldiers. We thank you for our police. We thank you for our mothers and our wives and our sisters. We thank you for all the times, all the courage it took to take care of us. We thank you for the grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. That's right.